This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Hello.
Hello, peeps.
How you going, Benny?
I am excellent. Thank you very much.
Excellent to hear as well.
You're with the Two Fat Lattes.
Absolutely.
It's a Friday night. It can only mean one thing, but only one thing for only a very short period of time, Frank.
What? Oh, you're changing your glasses.
Yes, I'm putting my reading glasses.
Come on, Nan. What is it?
Oh, well, for the next few weeks, we'll be able to say it's Friday latte. But after that, we'll be handing it over to the Royal Daltons.
Yes, just for a week. Then we're back.
Yes.
And then we're gone. You keeping up?
Like a tea bag.
You are listening to the Two Fat Lattes. Do you like the lights down low?
I do like the lights down.
In fact, can you put them down?
Benny's reaching over to the dimming switch right now.
Dim them. Come on, make it ambient. Oh, gorgeous.
You look so much better. What a difference. Light bouncing off those crow's feet.
Oh, shut up.
You look like Susan Sarandon in the dark.
I thought you were going to say Susan Boyle for a minute.
Oh, no, I'm Susan Boyle. We're the two Susans.
Well, Sarandon, I quite like Susan Sarandon, so that's all right.
You do have a Susan Sarandon kind
do
of
I?
Feel about you. We could be Thelma and Louise. So, the other thing I needed to mention to you, Frank, is that for the Friday the 30th of September, which is our last show.
Yes.
We're going to have a live studio audience.
We are.
So what we do for the it's called the Farewell for Now show. You need
that's quite long, isn't
it? If you'd like to apply to be part of the audience for that, you can go to our Facebook page or to the website www.twofatlattes.com and just send us a message and just let us know that you'd like to come along.
And we'll be selecting 30 of our special listeners.
Yes.
They'll be hand-picked.
Well, we're having a bit of a party that night. There's going to be a live studio audience. They'll be here celebrating with us. Celebrating.
Lady Gragra's laughing.
13 years of broadcasting.
He thinks it will only get 3 people in.
Well, Lady Gragra, can you organise 10 chairs? Because we have tens of listeners. So our 10 listeners will be here that night. There was this conversation at work today about the girls are talking about they were asking someone if they were still going out with their boyfriend, right? And this girl was saying, yes, you know, we're still going out. And he wanted to be picked up at midnight from the airport. And so she had to like get up and go pick him up. But she sort of said, what's in it for me? And so what was in it for her was a pair of shoes. And so then this started a conversation in the room about, you know, what's better, sex or shoes? Is it root for a boot or, you know, squeals for heels? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that happens within the gee community.
I don't know. Does it?
I don't think sex is a question, is it?
I think it's just part of the equation.
It's part of – that's what we are, isn't it?
Part of the equation.
It's part of the equation. It's what we're made of, sex.
You're right.
But do you think that happens? Like, do you think people get to a point where they don't want to have sex in relationships?
I don't know. We're looking.
Well, can someone answer that? everyone in this building's in a relationship.
Yes, you get to that point.
Do you?
Then you got to push past that point.
So you went to the point of you didn't want to have sex.
Not that I didn't want to. It just kind of becomes a secondary issue. No, other things so take priority.
Would you want a pair of shoes for the, you know, to service your partner? These girls were making it sound like...
So you're saying that they, to be serviced, they'd need a pair of shoes?
To service the husband.
Nah.
I said, honey, just
not that.
Send him round to Brunswick West. You know, there is a business to be had here. You could do husband servicing. Sans shoes.
Oh, you'd do it for no shoes. What would you do it for? You'd happily just do it.
A crunchy. I've got a message here from Jeff. He says, hi, boys. I would much rather a pair of shoes than sex. And that's from Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
And he says, P.S., I love the show. There you go. Well, there's one person, one guy who would like a pair of shoes instead of sex. He's not normal. Now, let's go.
He didn't say what brand, though. Does he like a Julius Barlow?
Oh, I don't know.
Or a hush puppy?
Oh, no. Do I want a hush puppy?
I don't know.
I would want... No, I would want the root instead of the boot. Although the boot...
Well, maybe if you get like an ultra expensive pair like our... what are they called? Our RM Williams?
Yeah, but don't forget, I suppose there are some people out there in the community. There are some people in the world who just go from flower to flower pollinating, you know, like a butterfly.
Yeah, okay. What's the point?
Well, they're not tied down to one rosebud. They've got the whole garden. They've got the whole garden. They've got the whole ascot. You know, the whole Flemington.
I'm feeling you, yes.
Where some people are just happy with one gerbera in their life. Some people are actually, they can go from, and because it's such a massive garden,
yep.
Like they're kind of insured that over their lifetime they will have a variety of flowers in their portfolio. As an investing butterfly. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
But some butterflies can't take off.
Why? Because you've been ingesting too much?
How dare you? Well, there's nothing wrong with being a fat monarch. Just ending up, you know, on the windowsill of life.
Along with a blowy. Fonzie apparently got one on his shoulder.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did.
Has he been knighted?
He's been knighted.
No.
He has.
Is it Sir Fonzalot?
He's
Is it? It's Sir Fonzie.
He's been Henry Winkler has been awarded the honorary OBE by the Queen for his work with children I shouldn't laugh. Children with dyslexia and special educational needs.
Oh, that's nice, Fran.
I know, I shouldn't have paused after children.
But can the Queen do that to people that are not English?
Yeah, you know,
they're not part of her realm.
Well, you know, she likes to hand them around. They're like cookies.
So she just lays it on their shoulder willy-nilly.
She does.
So anyone can... if she's standing behind you, she could just flop it on your shoulder.
She could.
I thought she only did that to the British.
Well, she's a queen.
She certainly is. Imagine when Will gets to do the job.
What will he do?
Oh, I'd love to have him put it on my shoulder.
He's now... I wonder if he'll be called the Queen. He's now 65, Henry.
Oh, 60.
Sir Fonzalot. And his full title is Honorary Officer of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire.
Does he still have an office in the toilet?
Yes, he did do that.
That was strange.
He did encourage those young men.
He had meetings with high school boys in the toilets. Did anyone not see that that's kind of like slightly wrong? If you wanted to have a meeting with Fonzie, you had to go into the toilet. This guy's desk was a urinal. We've got some messages. I'll read them out. The first one is from Simo from East St Kilda. Now, Simo has become an integral part of the Two Fat Latte experience.
Has he got a special seat on the 30th?
He's got a special place in my heart.
Oh, but not, he's not coming.
He does actually have a special part in my heart. You know, over the 13 years of doing the Two Fat Latte show, there's been Ian from Hawthorne, there's been Georgie, there's been Gavin from Dandenong. There's been a whole lot of people. But one of the ones that truly does stick in my mind is Simo from East St Kilda. And I've actually met Simo. We've had drinks on a Sunday afternoon at the pub. And I have to say, he's one of the most delightful men you will ever meet in
delightful.
Your life. He is. He's absolutely... Because he's got, you know, he's funny, he's gorgeous.
He's packaged up for you.
He's a real catch. If you're out there and you're single and, you know, you wouldn't do too bad if you got hooked up. Not a hook, but maybe a hitch with Simo from East St Kilda.
Are you pimping for him?
No, I do love Simo from East St Kilda. He says, "Hi, Lattes. I'm a homo from overseas," because he was overseas in Vietnam. He goes, have I missed much?
Tell him.
Simo, tonight is the second last show of the Two Fat Lattes for a while. It's not a complete goodbye, but it's certainly a farewell. Some opportunities have come up.
Have arisen,
and which means that we don't know whether we're going to be continuing. But who says, like, further down in the, you know, down in the whole time continuum, that the Two Fat Lattes won't make an appearance on iTunes or somewhere?
You know how last week we said there'll be no more X Factor reports?
What else have you got?
Well, there is another X Factor report. You see, those girls up front, the ones that couldn't sing, they've made it all the way through to the top 24. How? With stuff like this.
Whoa.
We think that Ronan Keating wanted them in there because, well, he wanted to, how do I put this nicely? Bang them.
I like the shape of that.
But thankfully, they've been booted out of the competition.
That's what sucks.
So as we farewell the Ditzy Twins from Hopper's Crossing, here's more proof why they didn't get through.
I don't feel good. Hey! All right now, yeah. We were shit.
I'm glad you realise. And any words of wisdom, girls?
We are different.
Yeah, but not from each other.
And that is the final
X Factor report.
Trust me.
That was scary.
Joy.
Now, a listener earlier wanted us to play a tune. Did you happen to locate that, Benny?
Someone wanted us to play.
Was it Nick?
Yeah. What was the song? Fatty gets a stylist.
Have you found it?
Right. Have you found it, Producer Paul? Let's have a listen.
Are you all ready? Are you ready? Get set. Are you ready? Get set. Are you ready? Are you all ready? Are you ready? Get set. Are you ready? Get set. Let's go.
Okay. it wasn't the most fabulous tune. As you know, the Two Fat Lattes, we don't do requests, do we?
No, we don't.
We're just not one of those shows.
No.
We're award-winning, but we're not a request show. But I thought, you know, if we're going to go down that road, it's the second last show, why don't we do a request? But instead of doing what you wanted to hear, we want you to hear this. Was that Ronan Keating saying, whoa, whoa? That's what you say that's what the guy says to the horses as they go down Swanson Street.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I like the shape of that.
Is that what he said when he went in the Oval Office?
I like the shape of that.
Look, one of our listeners, we were talking about having a root for a boot, you know, sex and, you know, shoes for sex, and it's kind of started this cascade of people.
What have you received?
Well, one of our listeners wrote in, and they said that they would hump for a pump, a pair of pumps. So they're going to have a hump for a pump. Frank, what would you do? What are you doing it for?
A croc for a doc.
You like your doc, don't you?
Oh, I do.
You
yeah.
gag for doc.
Not sure about the crocs, but anyway.
Crocs are not really you.
No.
But yes, I could see you in a croc doing a doc.
How about a tug for an ug?
A tug for an ug. Well, you know me in summer. I'm a sandal for a manhandle. But I wouldn't mind a blow for a pair of good toe. I've got a message here from Chris from Abbotsford. He says, hi, long-term listener here. Oh, he's long-term. Going to miss you both, but I really think after 3 months in Queensland, Benny, you'll be running back to Melbourne.
Oh. Why is everybody saying that
Everyone's
to you?
Everyone's saying that to me.
You'll find the fabulous in Queensland, won't you?
No, I won't. But it's my duty as a rainbow soldier to bring glitter with me.
Well, of course.
And you know, wherever I go, glitter follows. So
a bit like that.
The gold, I am officially changing the name Gold Coast to the Glitter Coast.
Wonderful. It's official.
Yes. Well, it is Queensland after all.
True.
Yes.
And you are a queen.
Who told you that? But I don't know how I'm going to cope with the steam. I hope I don't
coming off you.
I hope I don't turn into like a dim sim. Do you know what I mean? Because it's so steamy.
Well, it's coming up to summer.
Well, there's no chance of hair going frizzy.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Well, the ones that you do have could be standing on end.
I'm going to have to make a whole linen wardrobe.
I can see you in a big turban and a diamante on it. Doing a Maggie T.
I'm not going to Shangri-La. I'm going to take this opportunity, and Paul, I want you to put this on the podcast.
Oh, you've been instructed.
Yes. A while ago, one of our listeners who listens to the Two Fat Lattes on podcast, who lives in New York City in the USA, was listening to our show. He sent us an email and said he sort of wanted to say hi and he wanted to thank us. Now, the reason he wanted to thank us in particular was that this man had downloaded the Two Fat Latte show and was listening to it on the subway as he went to work. And he happened, I don't know, we said something stupid and he kept bursting out. He was having laughs. He was laughing out loud. He was doing an LOL in the subway and happened to catch the attention of a young lady at the back of the carriage. Now, this woman was so intrigued about what he was laughing at that when they got out of the carriage and they were walking along the street, she tapped him on the shoulder and asked him what he was laughing at.
OBE style?
Yes. And he said, oh, I was, you know, I'm listening to this show from Australia. It's, you know, it's called the Two Fat Lattes. And anyway, they got chatting and then they decided to have a coffee and they sat down and had a coffee. Now, these two people started dating and they were beige and I know.
We won't hold that against them.
And he wrote to us to tell us that they got engaged and they were getting married.
Wow.
Now,
that deserves a round of applause.
Now, hopefully this young man will be listening to more podcasts. I hope we haven't turned him off. But we need to get in touch with you. James, who is doing the History of Joy, wanted to like collect like stories like that about the two, you know, about our show. And we had mentioned it to him, but I don't have his email address or his contact details. So if you are that man who I assume by now is married to that lady, we need to get in touch with you. Could you please contact the Two Fat Lattes via the website, www.twofatlattes.com, and just say send us a hello, because James, who's doing the joy of his, the history of joy, would like to get joy in contact history with you. And I suppose if there's anyone else there with a lovely story to tell about us, I don't think there is.
Yes, it is that time of the evening.
Oh, it is.
Where we put our gloves on.
We need to administer antiseptic. We're doing a hand wash, aren't we?
At the beginning.
We sanitise. We sanitise our...
And deodorise.
our medical...
Instruments.
Our instruments before we plunge them into the wounds of...
Oh, you're making it sound awful.
What?
We're fixing people, aren't we?
People come to us with an open wound and we...
We don't plunge our knives into it. We heal it.
But before you heal, you must...
What?
Plunge. But first you need to put your rubber gloves on, Frank.
Oh, sounds like a big...
Do you have to do a sound effect while you do that?
I was putting my bodysuit on.
Sound like you're putting your high heel boots on. I'm going to put mine on.
I didn't know you had an oompa band in there.
It always ends with a clap. You know me. Wherever I lay my hat, that's an oboe. But someone, you know, one of our listeners, Frank, one of the tens of listeners, actually called in while the song was on and I had a quick chat to him. His name's Jay.
Have you kept him on the line?
Yeah, I've got him on the line. He's actually
What is it, Jay?
His name's Jay and he's got a homo helpline and we're having a bit of a chat. I said, look, you need to talk to us about that online, on air.
Hello, Jay.
Hello, how are you going?
Hey, Jay.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from beige.
Oh, okay. Just want to reveal.
You keep that a little secret. Now, your homo helpline. So, can I just ask, you're a long-time listener?
I am a long-time listener, definitely.
Oh, thank you. You do realise this is our second last show.
I know. I'm sad to see it go.
Oh, thank you, darling.
We are possibly coming back.
But thank you for your participation in your homo helpline. Now, how can we help you?
Well, I hope you can help. I've been going to a physio who's a new physio.
Yes.
And
what do you mean new?
Well, I haven't really been to a physio like for a few years, so I've just walked into this...
A random.
Yeah, kind of, I suppose.
Oh, so, okay.
He's random.
But I've got a bad back, and what I have to do, he's showing me these exercises which involves basically I have to lie on my back
yes.
with him present. I have to...
Not at the end of the bed.
Well, no, no, he's sort of midway, I think.
Are you, at the time, while you're lying, are you, do you resemble a turkey or a roast chicken?
No, sort of like a flat, you know, a flat bed with an A-frame. And the A-frame being my...
So you're lying knee. Flat.
Yeah, yeah, on my back.
Like a pencil.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I have to basically clench my glutes.
Okay, yeah.
If you know where they are.
Your cheeks.
Yeah, my cheeks.
Your buttocks.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. And but then I have to raise my lower back. But at the point when I raise my lower back, he actually holds my...
I thought you were going to say he's going to insert something.
So he lifts your
but they're clenched and he's sort of like touching them,
but they're rock hard.
Well, because I'm clenching them.
Right.
Okay. So let's get to the end of this.
Is it bubble like?
No. I wish they were, but
is that the problem?
No. The problem is because he doesn't know that I'm a rainbow, and I'm a bit scared to. Oh. Say that I'm a rainbow.
Do you talk to him like you talk to us?
No, there's a few mates in there, I think.
Oh, I was going to say, he knows, love.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes the beige can smell the colour coming off you. You don't realise you're giving off some purple vibe. You're giving off vapours like purple and pink and fuchsia. And he's going to... Yeah, so can I just ask a sensitive question?
Okay.
Underwear?
Yes, definitely underwear. It's not no underwear.
Oh, like but just underwear?
I wear trackies. So
oh, trackies.
Do you when you're clenching, how hard are you clenching?
Jay, does this happen?
I'm scared it will happen.
I'm really interested in this. So when the physio is touching your area,
yes.
Does he have both palms on your... On your meaty bits?
He does. It's like cupping them.
Oh, he's cupping them.
Yeah.
Has he got warm hands?
Well, yeah, because he's a physio.
Why does he need to cup them?
No, it's to support them.
You can't support them on your own?
No. Well, I'm a bit wobbly when I'm sort of lifting my back up.
Oh, so you got wobbly bits.
Yes, that's the moment I had.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. And so your homo helpline is?
What it was. I don't know. I'm just scared because of the rainbow thing.
Oh, you're scared he's going to realise you're a rainbow.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm a bit uneasy about him like touching my bits down there.
Oh, look, well, if he inserts a finger, then you've got problems.
I see.
Thank you for your call, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks.
Bye. Just keep clenching, doll.
Will do.
Yeah. Oh, poor Jay. Sometimes, you know, like sometimes it's
they
just nice. Sometimes, you know, your fear of letting go, sometimes it's just better to open up.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Julia.
Okay, help me with this one, Frank.
Okay.
What should I do? I'm on Scruff.
Do you know what Scruff is?
Is that like Grindr?
Yes.
I'm on Scruff.
But for Scruffs.
And
for bears.
Oh, okay. And he keeps getting woofed at.
Yes.
But I have a new boyfriend now. Oh, okay.
Well, you know how easy that is? All he has to do is delete the app, not be on Scruff anymore.
Okay, but let me just continue.
Okay.
I want to stay on here because I get free text messages with all my mates. My profile says that I'm just looking for friends. Oh, yes. Looking for friends, yes. And having a sword fight at the same time. Oh, but they want to see pics of me and my bits.
Well,
what do you suggest? See you, Loz. How can we help? So, do you want to handle these?
Well, you know, for me, it's quite easy.
You got a boyfriend, get off it.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't be so bloody greedy. Greedy gay. Greedy little grey. And you know what? Pay for your text messages. What is wrong with you? Oh, and don't you love it when men say, oh, I don't know what to do. All they want to do is see pics of my bits.
I know.
I don't know how to service.
Life is really hard.
How to service my following.
All he has to do is get a Twitter account and then he can take photos of his bits and everybody could have them. Twitter is all right and get people to follow him that
way.
Do
they do that on Twitter?
You can. Didn't that senator get thrown out?
Oh, really?
For photocopying, for taking photo of his bits on, and posting it on Twitter.
But everyone can see Twitter.
Well, whoever your followers are.
Oh, your followers.
Did you know Julia's getting a dog?
No.
And the First Lady, Tim Matheson, is buying her a spoodle for her 50th birthday this month. Is that a cross between a cocker spaniel and a poodle?
Oh, right. And they call it a spoodle.
Or a cockadoo. Do you know a cockadoo?
I know.
That's a cocker spaniel.
I know a cock will do.
Okay. Or a cockapoo.
Oh.
Seriously.
A cockapoo.
Yeah, that's a cross between a cocker spaniel and a poodle.
Now, do that because you don't want them to molt. Is that correct?
No, I think poodles don't anyway.
Poodles don't. Their hair doesn't come out.
And cocker spaniels.
No matter how hard you pull it.
Have you tried?
No.
Apparently, the lard's a good old dog lover.
Is she? She looks it.
That was so condescending.
She looks kind of like there's something wrong.
Her butt's a bit...
There's something wrong in business class. Do you know at the front of the jumbo where the head kind of like gets narrower?
I think there's something wrong in economy.
On Facebook, I did actually, we were having a bit of a chat and, you know, a lot of people have been writing in and saying how sad, you know, like how sad it is that we're kind of sad. I don't feel sad any, I don't either. Like I do, but you know what made me realise something today when I was thinking about it, and it was like, you can choose, you know, you can be sorry and it is sorry to see something end, but I was kind of thinking, and I do honestly feel this, I actually feel really happy that it actually happened, that the Two Fat Lattes actually happened.
We actually got this opportunity to actually do this.
Yes, and I've had an amazing time doing it. I've loved it. But more so, it's so fun sometimes meeting people and hearing what they have to say. I just wanted to read out a little message that we received from Paul, who says, "Hi, Benny and Frank. I had a Homer helpline." Oh, he sent us a Homer helpline, and it worked. We have now.
What, our advice works?
I think so. He says, "We have now been together 3 years. I grabbed a handful of glitter and sprayed it on my partner upon listening to your podcast and saw the world through rainbow light. Somewhat proof of Frank's theory that there are nice guys out there, and more so, in the last 2 months, I've realised what an amazing 40-plus man I've met. Now, Paul has suffered kidney failure, and he was amazed but that his previously timid and in-the-closet nervous partner corrected hospital staff recently and stated that I am his partner."
Oh, beautiful.
But can I just... Yeah, that was lovely.
That was an aww moment.
But, you know, in the years of us, you know... in our banter, we often, you know, like, you've been the straight guy, I've been the funny guy, I've been the devil's advocate, you've been, you know, there are nice people out there. But, you know, sometimes when I do meet people, I think people don't realise that we're just joking. Of course there's nice people out there. We wouldn't be doing this show if there wasn't nice people out there.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media, voiceovers and audio production, and broadcast every Friday night from 7 till 9 on Melbourne's Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
We'll be back again soon. In the meantime, check out the website, www.twofatlattes.com. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.